listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Inner City Geeks Turntable. This is episode 15. And joining me today, like always, is Charlie.
What's up, people?
Ain't fucking shit. You know, it'd be funny if they actually responded. Actually,
it would be. But it also sounded like you were telling me to eat fucking shit.
Right? Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute. Is he telling me to eat shit already?
No, not this soon. Time. Not this time.
Not this time. Okay. What's going on, little brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. It's been another awesome week.
Good.
Another awesome week. Just listening to the music and shit. So
yeah, man.
Music, I figured this week for episode 15, we'd start with another banger of a group.
There you
And talking about Spirit Box in this episode. Yes. Spirit Box, the Canadian trio that put out some really awesome shit. And the funny thing is that this is their first album that they've had. The recent album that I'm talking about is the Eternal Blue,
yes,
which is a great fucking album. But the thing about them is that they've put out tons of music because they've been around
for at least what, like,
as Spirit Box, they've been around as Spirit Box since 2017.
Okay.
They originally started out as I Wrestled the Bear once. I did. It was a very very trying time.
I can imagine.
But yeah, I Wrestled the Bear once, of course, was another band with the two heads of Spirit Box, which is the guitarist, Mike Stinger, and the vocalist, who is Courtney LaPlante. And they started out over there, but the band is okay. It's not bad. I actually enjoyed them a lot. I listened to them before, obviously before Spirit Box, but they were pretty good. But they weren't too pleased with the way the band was going.
Ow!
Sorry, cat.
You wrestling bears and cats, yeah. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Oh my! Yeah.
I can't resist. I'm sorry.
It's all good. The cat just got up and just dug her claws into my leg. I'm like, what the fuck?
God. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think the cat's a fan of Spirit Box as well.
Possibly, because every other time she's taking a shit. But yeah. There we go. More. We've said shit so many times at the beginning of this episode. Fucking hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, Spirit Box they're awesome. Like I was saying before, I Wrestled the Bear once is actually really damn good. But like I was saying is that they weren't too pleased with the way the band was going, and they decided to go their separate ways.
All
right. In creating Spirit Box.
It's funny that most bands split off or they break up, and then they hit the big time, like, you know, separately.
Mm-hmm. And this band is one of those. This is one of those like spin-offs that wound up becoming amazing because even though it is their first album that came out in 2020, they've put out tons of singles. And in putting out tons of singles, they were like, fuck it, let's just put it all together into like different EPs and stuff.
Yeah.
Their first EP was the self-titled EP that had 7 tracks. That was amazing. Yes. Back in 2017, then they recently, in 2019, they had the singles collection that had a good 5 tracks. It's fucking banger of tracks. All of them are really good. And then recently, this year, they released another EP called, huh? Other than the album, I'm talking about the EPs that they've dropped.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good.
It came out this year.
Yeah, they put out an EP. It had only 3 tracks. It's Rotoscope.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't think you have that one either because I don't have it. But what they do on this one, this Rotoscope, is that they're venturing out just a little bit more into, you know, other genres.
Okay.
They throw in a little bit of EDM, a little bit of a little more industrial stuff, but it's still good. Okay. I'll check that out on Spotify. But the main song from Eternal Blue is Constance.
Yes. Great track.
It's a great track. It's the closing track of the album. But not only is it like the closing song, but it's a song that's it's way slower than most of the rest of the
tracks. Yeah. They go a little heavy. They go pretty heavy.
But yes. what I love about them especially like the singers that she has very good range. She can sing like an amazing regular singer. Just singing in general.
She's a great vocalist. She's got a great vocalist, great control of her voice.
Yeah. And then, but not only can she do that, but she also growls like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking insanely good. But in this song, it's a very chill song. Because essentially this song is a tribute song to her grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, her grandmother that passed away of not necessarily just old age, but she also had dementia and stuff. So the song really hits really like
fucked up disease.
Yeah, it's really really fucked up. Like, there's a lot of shit that this song hits, and you're just like, wow, it's sad. It's a very sad song. They also have like a really sad video attached to this as well.
I haven't seen the video, to be honest with you, but knowing what these lyrics are about now, I had to listen through like a couple of more times tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, that makes sense now, these lyrics.
Yeah. It's really, really deep.
Yeah. Once you find out what the song's really about and the artist or the songwriter's true intentions for mm-hmm. a song, you have to go back and listen to it. At least I feel like I have to go back and listen to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because when anybody just first listens to something, you have one thought process about it. Like, what could this possibly be? But then when you actually see the real meaning to it, because even though there are some artists that don't have real meanings to their music, they just throw shit out there because, you know, it makes sense and it's fun. But this song, it has a lot of meaning to it, and it's very touching.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, I don't know how else to say it. It's
a great song. The lyrics are very deep for me now, especially knowing that what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to read all some of the lyrics, or?
Yeah. You can do it. You're better at the readings than I am.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Thanks. Reading is fundamental.
Yeah, exactly. So
the lyrics, the first verse is, "Dying sun burns in the night. I watch you glow, and it's so hard for me. Speaking darkness out of spite. Coercion and then caving in. Wrap me in my bitterness. I give it up. I'm complacent, just enough to escape it. Heretics wouldn't faze me. Lose it, trust. I don't want it. Palms are rough when you promise. Fire lies when you're honest." Fucking deep.
Yeah.
Fucking deep. That's, you know, really speaking deep darkness out of spite. You know, I mean, in a fucked up way, and it's been something I've morbidly been thinking about recently, is my own mortality, and, you know, sadly, we're all mortals.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, I mean, I'm trying to live forever, and so far it's working. And
yeah, so far,
you know, speaking darkness out of spite, it is what it is. It's our inevitable demise, you know, and it's kind of like the world's cruel joke that it plays on us. You know, whether you believe in an afterlife or you don't, or you're spiritual or you're not, nobody truly knows what's next, if there is a next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't met anybody who died and came back and then told me what death was like. I don't know if you have.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
You know, so, you know, I'm sure, I know being you know, you growing up as, I think it was Catholic.
Yeah, I grew up as Catholic, yeah.
You know, you believed one way, and I, me being growing up as a Seventh-day Adventist, I believe a different other.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thing, and learning about Buddhism through my wife and, you know, some other Asian religions. It's totally fast differences throughout the entire world. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
You know, I give it up. I'm complacent just enough to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being complacent is just going through.
It's just going through the motions, yeah.
You know, and, you know, we all, both of us have felt heavy, heavy losses in our life.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot of losses in our life. And
absolutely.
You just get up to a point where it's just numb.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad that we've gotten to that point in our lives.
Yeah, no, it's sad, but it's also, how do I put it? It's also a part of the grieving process. For some reason, it's strange to say it's part of the grieving process, but you become numb to the pain. You become numb to the process, to the grieving, to the sadness, and you're just that complacency is just enough of a outlet to escape the grayness, the darkness of losing somebody, of death, and you know, the mourning process.
Yep.
You know,
it's sad. It's heartening. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to lose and wonder why. I mean, I think that goes with that sentence doesn't need an explanation. You always wonder why, you know, something happened, why you lost a loved one, why they're not here anymore.
Yep.
You know? Your pressure in increments like a slow-moving crew. Memories dissonant when I'm holding you. That one hits a little differently now for me because of the singer's grandma going through dementia.
Yep.
And I had a relative, she didn't go through dementia, she went through Alzheimer's. Now, I'm not trying to compare the two diseases, but watching somebody's memories, personality, and the character.
Just their everyday.
Totally different, not remembering certain things and not recognizing certain things, and
not only just recognizing certain things, but also like not being able to recognize people that are around that have been around forever.
Yeah, that's been around in your life forever. It's a fucked up disease, man. Yep. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You know,
and then the fact that she's also saying like, "Oh yeah, there are lies that I'll say just to make things better," but it doesn't.
Yeah. It's how do I put it? It's like we always tell ourselves certain lies, and those lies are just there to make us feel better and to get us through. You know, and
that's essentially what it kind of the song is about too. Is like, you know, like that's our coping mechanism in a way.
Yeah. You know, it's just everybody copes differently with loss and everything, and it's nice that they had an outlet like this to, you know, to get it out, get those feelings out, to go through detailing what happened. It's a sort of catharticism, you know, cathartic to do it. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Maybe my bad English.
It's all good. It's all good. We all have bad English sometimes.
I look around, but it's hard for me, like a shadow passing by, crashing into shapes and then fading my innocence, with my innocence. Give it up, I'm complacent just enough to escape it. Crashing into shapes and then fading with my innocence. I mean, it's, again, death is a part of life. It's the shitty part of life. And yeah, we lose our innocence, so to speak. We use our naivete when we lose a loved one. You know, I remember my father. I always thought my father was Superman and the strongest person alive.
For sure, We always
watching cancer. Watching cancer eat him up and withering away to nothing until he finally took his last breath, you know? And, you know, it's just that part, that innocent part, you know, knowing that, you know, this one strong figure in my life is no longer around.
Yep. And it's struggling because we always thought that, like, oh, yeah, this person is going to live forever. Not only is it going to live forever, but they're always going to be healthy. They're always going to be happy. They're always going to be, you know, on top of everything. But then to see them at their downfall.
Yeah.
And it's not even it's their fault. It's just a part of life.
It's the shitty part of life, you know? And it's just, again, we don't know what's next. We learn everything, and it's scary. It's one of my biggest fears is death. You know, and it scares the shit out of me at times. And I even told you, I had conversations with you.
Yeah. It's the fear of the unknown.
That's exactly what it is. It's the simple fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what's next.
Yeah, you don't know what's on the other side. You know what's going to happen. Is anything going to happen?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it depends on what you believe, you know?
Mm-hmm. We are raised in thinking like, oh yeah, this could be like another place out there, or like in other places, it's like, oh yeah, we are regenerated into something else, or we're born into something else. Born.
Our spirit lives on. That's something else. You know, you should never know.
So there's many other you know instances in life that other religions and things that make things slightly a little bit better. To make you wonder, like, okay, yeah, this is what's going to happen for me in the long run.
And for lack of a better term, it makes it easier to swallow.
Right. Yeah.
You know, again, lack for a better term.
Yeah.
You know, so what was it about was it the lyrics? Was it the song, the melody, the song itself, the band? Like, what made you pick this song?
What made me pick this song is that first off, like, I'm a big fan of the group. Like, they're really fucking good. But what made
this is another this group that you introduced me to.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. No, that's fine. That's fine. I don't need to be sorry. But the other reason I picked this song specifically was because it is a different sound for the band.
Mm-hmm.
Because if their main singer, their main single was High Roller, that's completely different than this song.
Yeah.
There are so many elements within this song itself that it's just like, it just makes it that much easier to swallow for some people. Because, of course, you know, they do listen. Like, it is, there a lot of their stuff is very heavy. Mm-hmm. So,
it listening to this. It sounds like a whole different band.
It does. It does. What's cool about the song is that they also have a full acoustic version of the song on YouTube or whatever. It's actually really good, too. Because she's singing and they just have like, you know, a little guitar and stuff like that, but it's really
very nice.
And she's singing in a church. But yeah, the main reason why I picked the song is because it's a great song and it's just so fucking good. And like, it's a band that doesn't get a lot of recognition. Granted, yes, they did actually reach the Billboard 200s and made it up to number 13. But being this is only their first, you know, their first mainstream release or whatever.
I haven't heard of this record label either, Pale Chord Music.
Because that's their label. That's their label, but it's under Rise Records.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with Rise Records either. I have heard of them, but I'm not too familiar like who's on the roster.
I can look that up real quick.
That's all right. But no, it's a great band. It's a great, great trio, and I like the fact that it's another female lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not only that, it's just that she has great control of her voice, and even the growling parts of the record, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And to have such, you know, such a strong voice like that, it's very very inspirational. It's very moving. It's, you know, I mean, there's some tracks on the album that just makes you want to go run through a wall and, you know, it gets you pumped and jammed up, and then you have like the slower track and everything just slows down.
All right, so some of the bands on continue, Charlie.
No, go ahead. Flew away already.
It's all good. So some of the bands on Rise Records is the Acacia Strain, AFI, Angels and Airwaves. I know you, Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know you don't like them, but they.
No, I like. I don't like AFI. I like Angels and Airwaves.
Okay. Clint Ari, your homeboy. Dance Gavin Dance, which is another great band.
Clint Lowry Seven is Dust. The guitar player for Seven Dust. Yes,
and Seven Dust is in there Seven too. Dust. Yeah, all right, cool. Kubla Khan that I've introduced you to them before. Also, Make Them Suffer, another band that I told you about too. Yeah. Memphis Mayfire and some other ones.
Yeah. Oh, right, so they got a good roster.
Yeah, they got a great roster. Yeah.
So they got a lot of good. They're on there.
Mm-hmm. It's a different sound for them to be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good stuff regardless. There's a lot of good music out there. You just gotta look for it.
Yeah, it's just not a big AFI fan. I never got into them.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Yeah,
but this album's actually really good. So if you want to actually check something out, definitely go check out this album. Of course, the standout for me was, of course, Constance, which is of course it's the last song on the album. But yes, it's a really good song.
Yep, there's 12 tracks on the album. The other standout is Hurt You, Secret Garden, Eternal Blue, I liked.
Yep.
Circle With Me.
Yeah. The first song is really good, too.
Sun Killer.
Yeah, Sun Killer's great. It's a good opener for the album. Which the funny thing is that I was actually thinking about putting that one on for the episode.
Okay.
But then I was like, no. Let's switch it up. Let's make it a little bit different because, of course, the first couple of songs that we did for this season have been a slightly heavy, not necessarily a lot of heavy, but mellow it down just a little bit.
Yeah, I forgot about Holy Roller. Holy Roller's a good one too.
Yeah, Holy Roller's a great fucking song. That was the first song that got me into them, and I
think that was the one he introduced me to.
Mm-hmm. The first time I listened to them was
on Spotify. I remember the video.
Yeah, Spotify was the first time I listened. Yep, yeah, and it's a great fucking video.
Yeah, check out the band. Check out their catalog. It's really, really good. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. And it's only going to take you like an hour and a half to probably listen through the whole thing. But it's good shit. Yeah. Definitely good shit.
Listen to it. Do it now.
Yeah. Well, after we.
Oh yeah, not now. Yeah.
Yeah, we leave and we play the outro, and then you know.
There you go. Yeah, then you can do it. Then you have my permission to do it.
Yes. Then we can do that. Yeah. But enjoy Spirit Box because they're fucking great.
Yeah.
Check out all their stuff. And let's hope for more Spirit Box shit because it's good. That's
phenomenal. It's gonna be a band you're gonna be hearing enough for a while.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially since they are going like the mainstream route and they're doing things just a little bit differently. So
yeah, they're making noise.
Yeah, exactly.
In the business.
Exactly. They're moving the needle.
There you go. Ooh, turntable reference. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It all goes around. Get it? Goes around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Full circle. Ooh.
Yeah, it's just like a record. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be punny today.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. We can't be punny, but that's because this is our show. We can do what the fuck we want.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, so check out Spirit Box. But also, while you're checking out Spirit Box, also go over to InterCityGeeks.net where we got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We got the main show where we talk about geeky shit. We also have another show that we go over there, the Suplex City Geeks, where we talk about wrestling, because wrestling is awesome. And so much other stuff over there. So make sure you go check all that stuff out. But you can listen to this show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and of course, like I said before, a place that you can find a lot of music is Spotify. So check out fucking Spotify because it's fucking great. So much shit over there. All the bands that we, all the bands and everything that we're putting out for this are going to be on Spotify. I'm actually thinking about actually creating a playlist, a Spotify playlist for Turntable. So you can you could find all the songs that we're talking about on here.
Why didn't we think of that before?
I don't know why we didn't think about it before. But I figure since we have these many episodes so far,
right now.
Why not?
There you go.
We'll pull back. We'll put on every single song that we've had on this.
There you go.
On this show, on there. Because why not? Because we have what at this point at this very moment we have 15 episodes.
There you so go.
We'll have 15 awesome. Episodes until then.
There you
go. But yeah, it's good shit. Make sure you check out all that shit over there. Then you can find us on the socials, on the Facebook, on the Facey Space, facespace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram, InnerCityGeeks, Twitter, InnerCityGeeks. Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on the Twitters at RUPERTO2106.
Yes. And you guys can find me at Mr. Jackal, MASTERJACKAL. And that's about it for this show. So make sure you guys listen to some music.
Yes, listen to some
great. It's fucking great.
Let us know what you're listening to as well. You know, yes. If you got any like bands we should check out or any tunes we should check out, send them our way.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for listening. And check out some music.
Peace, people.